sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Friday, March 18th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. I want to remind everybody that it's Phone Call Friday. You can call into the show live right now, and the phone number is 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. On Friday, we'd like to talk to our guests and viewers, and, you know, we want to see if you guys are want to tell me about anything that you got going on or anything that we talk about. So 888-329-3306. If you're in your car or watching online, give us a call. All right, just a reminder also, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. You could also comment from the YouTube channel. I will also recognize you there as well. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class next Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, let's get into it. First of all, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. Hey, Moshe, thanks so much for watching. Joe, and it looks like Dave, and Jose, and Tommy. All right, thanks, guys. I totally appreciate you guys. And, of course, if you guys want to call into the show, give us a call at 888-329-3306. Today we're going to be talking about regretting quitting, Russia and Burger King, war and car prices, and the social media shift. All right, so yesterday, if you guys were paying attention, it looked like it was going to be a bit of a breather, which is pretty much what I was expecting. I kind of said it's going to slow down, basically because we had some really good days in a row. And about noon, that all changed when the market moved up about 250 points midday, and it actually finished yesterday, it actually finished up 417 points. So it really looked like the excitement of the past 2 days had carried over. I've been saying, basically, you know, that the market has absorbed the Fed interest rate hike, the war, and inflation. Oil moved up a bit, but, you know, it's still way below the high that we saw last week of about $130 a barrel. By the way, did anybody notice that gas prices were inching down? I did, but just a little bit. It's not as fast as it moved up. Remember how quickly it moved up? And it's just oil prices going down, but it's just not moving down that much. Warren Buffett, however, he announced that he was buying more Occidental Petroleum, and of course, that stock moved up about 9%. You know, I kind of thought that play was over, but if you held on, good for you. In fact, it was generally a boring news day yesterday for the market, and apparently, no news is good news yesterday, right? And that's what it was, basically all it was yesterday, no news, nothing bad, nothing good. But another intriguing move was Twitter. Now, I did notice the past few days that the stock has been silently moving up. It moved up 5 points in 2 days. I'm watching this stock for a possible rally, and I'm going to talk about why later. But, you know, something is also suspicious, but I'm also happy with the fact that Meta is moving up, and it's over 205 right now. I do have some 220 strike price calls that I'm a little worried about, but I think I have plenty of time, so we'll have to see how it goes. It should be fine. The travel stocks took a breather, and it didn't move much. I also think that, you know, the biggest gain sector coming up this year is going to be travel stocks. And I'm saying this over and over again. My thought is that travel is going to skyrocket with the still pent-up demand after the scamdemic and after the fact that some travelers will realize that they may not be able to afford travel in the future, so they'll want to go now. So they say, hey, let me go while I got the money, and they're going to do it. So here's another interesting signal that the travel stocks will be explosive this year. Delta Airlines just announced a 4% salary increase to the employees of the airline. So pay increases that, by the way, they were a normal thing before the government overreach, made travel difficult. But as we near the no longer needed by Democrats scamdemic, the airline is adding annual pay increases once again. So Ed Bastian wrote in an employee memo, he's the CEO of Delta, he wrote in a memo, basically, we've come a long way since the darkest days of 2020. Unfortunately, he's talking about travel. We have even more darker days to go because we have Biden as president. But anyway, getting back to this, we've come a long way since the darkest days of 2020. He also said that the airline is optimistic that it can generate a profit this year. And it's good news for all airlines, and I would bet the other airlines will be following suit shortly. When they do, I will expect another boost in airline stocks. The mask mandate might and should end by the end of the month, unless, of course, Gestapo Joe and his Nazis decide to keep up the charade. You know, when that happens, more and more travelers will be flying because there's going to be no more masks. I'm hoping to be one of them. You know, what the heck? I travel first class, right? But what the heck is good as first class when you have to wear a mask? I might as well be in the luggage compartment. I'd rather be in the luggage compartment without a mask, actually. You know, as I've been saying, you know, the dead zone is over. And, you know, basically, it happened to the day. March 15th was when I predicted an upswing. And if my theory continues to be correct, and if you've been listening to this show, you understand that theory, we should see major stocks and markets moving up. Look, there's always going to be bad days. However, you know, we've mostly had good news events coming up. The war ending will be one of them, God willing, and that will be soon. Right now, hey, look, the Dow, just so you know, right now the Dow is down 228 points. The S&P is down 33, and the NASDAQ is down 116. And I'm not that worried about it. Hey, listen, guys. Hey, by the way, I want to say hello to Lou and Bill online. By the way, you guys want to give me a call? Call. Don't forget, it's Phone Call Friday. And if you want to call in to the show, please call 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. Hey, you can talk to TJ, who's on the line right now. He'll be able to talk to you and put you through. And he's the producer. He's great. He's great producer at WWDB. Of course, we have Mike over here at our producer. I always like to say thank you to these guys because they do a great job. And if you want to call in, 888-329-3306. Let's talk a little bit about people regretting quitting. So last year, we saw what was deemed as the Great Resignation. This is where approximately, check this out, 47 million people quit their jobs in the United States. Wow. Some left to retire. Some left out of protest for ridiculous mandates. Some left to find another job. And some left because they thought money grows on trees. Remember when you used to say, or my mother used to say, Larry, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, it appeared, to many millennials or recent college grads that it did sort of grow on trees. Remember cryptocurrency and the stock market and Robinhood app and all that good stuff and government stimulus were all the reasons to blame for the mass exodus. Remember the push for $15 an hour? I know some of us are all laughing at this because now it takes 1 hour to afford 3 gallons of gas. However, many stayed home with stimulus money or Bitcoin profits and laughed at the concept of $15 an hour. Why go to work when you can get free money? Some even laughed at their parents as their parents went to work and the child made $1,000 a week and made more money than their parent trading Bitcoin or even stocks. Well, while they were home getting $600 a month extra money from unemployment. Well, these people are going to be in for a rude awakening as the crypto market settles down and their free money long dried up. Some who left their job for better pastures are also realizing that the new job isn't any better than the last one, and in most cases, it's worse. You know, I've been both a business owner and an employee, and as an employee, I once quit a job. You ready for this? This is me being dumb. I once quit a job over the simple fact that the new company had given me a better computer and a nicer office location. This turned out to be a disaster for me. It cost me probably $125,000 a year in commissions because I did that. The old company was so much better. The people, they respected me, and mostly I had freedoms there because I was respected, right? And the new company, I was a nobody. It was a disaster, and actually it didn't even last very long. As a business owner for many years, I often hire people, and when someone would quit for a so-called better job, it often led to them regretting it as well. You know, if you decide to make a decision to quit a job, make it wisely, and remember the money should not be the number one reason to leave. Finally, I got to tell you, I'm predicting that the job market is going to be turning in a year or so. The pendulum has been released, and the economy is going to swing the other way. You know, and that means job market's going to tighten. It's going to be a little bit rough. Unemployment will increase, and jobs won't be so easy to get. I have to tell you, I wish the millennials luck on their choice, and I hope they haven't been spoiled in the current roaring 20s. Unbelievable. All right, I want to say hello to a couple other people online, Michael and Tommy. Hey, we're going to be talking about you guys coming up. All right, I also want to remind you guys that it is Phone Call Friday, and you can call into the show right now. The number is 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Hey, look, call in. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. Let me know your opinion of people quitting their jobs. Did you quit this year? If you did, let us know why. 888-329-3306. Hey, I also want to remind you guys about an event I've been telling you about. It's a great event. We're going to be hosting it at the Washington Crossing Inn in Bucks County. It's all about finances and freedom. And by the way, no masks are allowed. If you feel you need to wear a mask to this event, stay home. It's not for you. Anyway, along with myself, we're going to be having the outspoken Bill Spadia as a keynote speaker. And, of course, we added Doug Mastriano as another keynote speaker. And Doug's story, I'm going to tell you, this guy's amazing. He will mesmerize you. And he's also a leading contender in the governor race for Pennsylvania. You're going to want to be at this event to shake his hand and wish him luck. And not only will these guys be here, but we also have five other guests who will be teaching you how to make more money and pay less taxes. You guys don't want to make more money and pay less taxes, do you? You know, you could always bring your millennial with you, and maybe they can learn how to make more money and pay less taxes. So go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and register for this event before the price increases, 4mmw.com. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will see you on the other side of this commercial.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. I want to thank all my listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Hey, I want to talk about something real quick. I want to talk about what's going on in Russia, because it's an interesting story. This kind of stuff is, I'm into law, and I'm also into obviously this war situation, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about Russia and Burger King. So I reported last week that many companies were temporarily closing up in Russia. Starbucks and McDonald's are some of the companies, and they stand to lose billions by closing, basically in protest of the war against Ukraine. Well, it turns out that one company who promised they would join the bandwagon and close up shop in Russia has decided not to do it. But don't jump to conclusions, because Burger King, by the way, is owned by a company called Restaurant Brands International, and it doesn't own full stake in Burger King business in Russia. It turns out that they have a joint venture partner in Russia, and that company has an agreement that does not have a clause in it that says, if Russia goes to war with Ukraine, we can cancel our contract. So that basically means if Burger King wants to close or suspend operations in Russia, they simply can't unless they make their Russian partners whole again. The sanctions against Russia will make it difficult for Burger King to support the Russian arm of the company. However, they are obligated to do what they are allowed to do to support the company. So just for clarification, Burger King only owns 15% of the Russian Burger King business. And my guess is soon you're going to see it rebranded into a new name. And that's probably why, that's probably what's going to happen. But I don't know, maybe they'll call it like a Burger Kremlin, home of the warmonger. Yeah, I know, I'm kind of tired this morning, my humor's off. By the way, hey, it's Phone Call Friday, don't forget to call in. It's 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. You can talk to me about anything you want. Hey, you can talk to me about Burger King, if you like Burger King, don't like Burger King, whatever, it really doesn't matter. All right, let's talk about some other things as well. By the way, don't forget to hit that share button. Don't forget to hit that like button. And, hey, I also want to say a little Jill online. Thanks, Jill and Jose. I totally appreciate you guys watching. You guys are always awesome. Always awesome. All right, let's get into what's going on here now. Let's talk about war and car prices. So, of course, we've seen the price of cars skyrocket this year. The supply of cars is down and the demand is high, as always. Right, car manufacturers had trouble with the supply chain as a result of course, government overreach due to the scamdemic. But just as we thought it might get better, it turns out that the war in Europe is going to make things a lot worse. The conflict has caused more logistical and supply chain problems, as well as part shortages of critical vehicle components. Most notably, many automobile makers source wire harnesses, check this out, from Ukraine. And this is a bit of a surprise to find out that the wire harnesses for several brands of cars are assembled in Ukraine. Now, you can see this is going to be a problem. The chip shortage caused several manufacturers to stop production, or sometimes they would actually build the car without some of the circuit boards and have them sit around waiting for the chips to come in. But that chip has sailed because you can't assemble any of the car without the wiring harnesses. They got to have the wiring harnesses built into the car. They go along the frame, so you really can't build the car. The vehicle manufacturers who will be the most affected by these are, believe it or not, the German manufacturers like BMW or Volkswagen. And both companies have lowered their guidance for sales and profit this year. I'm also wondering if electric cars will hit harder, and this problem, and the problem because of the new wiring harness technology. Thank you, Bill. I totally appreciate you trying to fill in the joke that I've been trying to fill in all morning. How could I have missed it? Bill says it should be called Burger Czar. That makes total sense. How did I miss that one? I don't know. I guess I'm just tired and I missed it. But thank you, Bill. Burger Czar. There you go. Home of the warmonger or home of something else, Bill. Let me know. All right, don't forget it's Phone Call Friday, and if you'd like to call into the show, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. You can ask questions or comments, and we'd love to hear from you. Kremlin cakes, KGB chili, warmonger burger, Kiev cola. All right, I got some people online commenting. That's great. All right, good. All right, so by the way, let's talk a little bit about social media. So if you're watching on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or even YouTube, you know that for a few years now, the social media giants have been censoring all of the content. By the way, take down that content. You can't write KBG chili anymore. Maybe, I don't know. All right, anyway, you've heard, of course, that my channel was also taken down from YouTube because of what YouTube labeled misinformation. Well, it turns out that many are seeking new platforms to verbalize their frustrations over everyday concerns like elections, vaccines, and even the war in Ukraine. I've recently opened up a Truth Social account, and I have to tell you, if you have Truth Social, it's hard to get in, but once you get in, and for now, it happens to be mostly pro-Trump and anti-Biden rhetoric, and I kind of expected to turn into what social media used to be after a little while, but it's kind of fun to watch all the rhetoric. But you know, it'll be nice if we could have a free exchange of ideas on social media. So Telegram is also gaining users as both the Russians and Ukrainians are looking for ways to communicate their ideas with each other as the other social media sites are deleting the content. Russia is also deleting content and access to content for its citizens as well. I don't know if you know this story, but it's a really interesting story about the Russian news station that had its programming interrupted by the producer of the station, who ran up in front of the camera during live and held up a sign and begged Putin to stop the war. Well, you would imagine that this would be a YouTube clip watched repeatedly by people around the world, and it turns out to be very hard to find it. Now, Telegram, believe it or not, is a place to find it. I don't know how to find it on Telegram, but Telegram has 1.2 million views of this event. I did download the Telegram app about a year ago, and I noticed that when any of my contacts sign up for Telegram, it lets me know. So it's kind of neat because you get a thing, so somebody who a contact says, hey, so-and-so just signed up for Telegram, and it lets you know. I actually said hello to many people I haven't spoken to in a long time because they reconnected to me on Telegram. Now, the question is whether this migration, whether the migration to other social media will affect stock prices of Facebook and Twitter. And honestly, it might, but I kind of still like both plays. If you've been on Twitter recently, it appears that Donald Trump has a new Twitter account. And I'm not sure if it's actually him, but it definitely is a subdued version of him, and it has his name on it. Instead of Donald J. Trump, it's called Don J. Trump, I think. Anyway, if you've noticed it, maybe that's why, and I talked about this before, that Twitter stock jumped up a little bit. Interesting, right? I know, I always find that interesting, and I also noticed that Trump was probably the most exciting thing on Twitter. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the plays of the days, and we still have time for a phone call. So if you want to, give us a call at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. We'll see you in a minute.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome to Money Chat Now. Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update. Right now, the Dow is down 188, the S&P is down 28, and the NASDAQ is down 102. And I'm just expecting it to be a pause, which is what I was expecting yesterday, and it was nice that we didn't get a pause, that we next time we moved up a little bit. We talked about regretting quitting and how these millennials, they have no clue about how the world works, and they're going to all be in trouble because they quit their job thinking that the money was going to grow on trees. Hey, we talked about Russia and Burger King and how Burger King can't just shut off Russia, although they even like to. We talked about the war and car prices and, of course, the social media shift. And if you guys want to find me on Truth Social, you can just search Larry Steinhaus and you can find me there. It's kind of an interesting platform. It's a little bit different. All right, coming up, of course, is today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that share button yet? Hey guys, hit that share button. Come on, Bill and Tommy and Jill and Charles. Hey, Charles, how are you? Make sure you hit that share button. Hey, let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. You can share on your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about what's going on. I got to tell you, so I often go back and I read the notes and scripts for the past few shows. So it just so happened that I was reading the notes for last Friday's show while writing this show, and I found the notes to be interesting as the predictions I made a week ago happened right on target. The notes last week suggested that Apple would be the biggest mover, and it was. By the way, did you take any of the advice given on this show? Let me know if you've taken any of the advice given on this show, because we want to know. It would be great to let people know that. I also mentioned earlier that the travel stocks gave me, and the travel stocks were going to be a great play, and it gave me many reasons to buy them. So here's some interesting news. Because the Fed rate, and this is why I think the travel stocks are going to go up, because the Fed rate increase, bank stocks are also a possible play right now. By the way, do you remember when you could get a decent percentage rate from a CD at a bank? I can't either, but with the Fed rate increases, this may be a play in the future. Look, I'm not ready for this play yet, but I actually think that it'll be a noticeable play in about 6 months when the Fed raises rates a few times as explained by the Fed Chairman Powell yesterday, or actually on Wednesday. Yesterday, I also predicted a pause, and it happened in the morning, and then the market took off. The pause may happen today. Look for bargains in the market as it drops into a buy zone. By the way, I just noticed an article, and here's what I was talking about, the airlines. American Airlines will resume alcohol sales on April 18th. Very interesting, because this is the date after Gestapo Joe is to end the mask mandate on flights. It could be a tell that the industry already knows that the bull dinky mask mandate is not going to be renewed. Las Vegas, here I come. Oh, I can't wait. I want to get on an airplane and go away. I can't wait. All right, right now the futures are down 184. The S&P is down 28. And the NASDAQ is down 102. Let's talk a little bit real quick about crypto. What's going on with that? Bitcoin and Ethereum are pretty much stable at the levels of 40,000 and 2,800. And I'm going to tell you, look for a pullback, you know, of at least 20% from here before you jump in. I really think it's going to pull back. I don't think crypto, like I said before, I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, I don't think crypto is going to have major moves anymore. I think it's going to finally settle in and be what it normally would be. It'll be an exchange currency. Sometimes it'll move up a little bit, sometimes it'll move down a little bit, but it's not going to be much different movements as it was before. So gold and silver, gold pulled back on the great stock market results this week, and it's still just above 1,900. I'm really looking for 2,500, 3,000. Silver looks like it likes the $25 range, and it's basically sitting there right now, right? So the price of oil is above 100 again on the news that there actually might be a supply shortage. Now, I got to tell you, I'm a big believer that fake news started in the stock market, and I'm going to tell you that right now that a supply shortage of oil is fake news. And I'm going to talk about that next week, but it's fake news. Don't pay attention to it. It's all a bunch of malarkey just because of they're trying to get fuel prices to stay up there. So Treasury bonds, a 10-year Treasury bond, is still below 2.2%, but when it hits that 2.25%, I'm going to tell you to jump back into the stock plays because the stock plays are going to be the place to be. All right, hey, I want to remind you one more time, we're going to be having a event and investor schooling. We're going to be talking about finances and freedom, and you want to be there. We're going to be discussing money, specifically how to make more and keep more. But don't forget, we also have some prominent and well-known freedom finders who will be there. One of them is Bill Spadia, and he's the number one radio talk show host in New Jersey. So make sure you go see that. 4mmw.com. 4mmw.com is where you want to go to see that. Hey, I want to remind you once again, you can leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Tell everybody how you like the show. Don't forget to have a great weekend, and you make it a profitable day.